The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Hey, today is Friday, February 11th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live in Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. Hey, we're trying something new today. It's called Phone Call Friday. And you can call into the show live right now, and the number is 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306, and you can call in today and we'll talk to you and we'll see what you guys have in mind. Please call in, let me know what you think of the show, and if you have any questions for me. You can also find me on Facebook and TikTok and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. Hey, just a reminder, if you're watching the show, hit that like button, hit that share button, and of course don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. And please say hi so I know you're watching. And of course, if you're commenting from any group that's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up my dashboard. So please go to the Money Chat Now page and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling. And you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday or next Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. And there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. Hey, Joe. Hey, Michael. Hey, Jeff. And hey, James. And hey, Bill. Just want to say hi to you guys listening online. I totally appreciate it. My goodness, we already have a caller. We have Joe on the line. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good morning, Larry. Happy Friday.
Well, thank you. Happy Friday to you, too, man.
Hey, this is
Joe the student, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, man. Hey, why don't you tell everybody what you think about Investor Schooling real quick?
So, absolutely amazing. I am getting a little feedback.
All right, well, just to try to ignore it.
So last night's class was amazing. And just the whole program. The students, the friendships that you make, the broad range of information. Not only on real estate, but the last night's class on IRA and taxes.
Awesome, that was amazing. What do you think of this show?
The show is awesome. I've been watching for quite a long time. I kind of start my day with Larry and everybody else. It's funny, informative. You do a great job.
Thanks, man. I totally appreciate it. All right, Joe, I got to get back to the show. Thanks so much for calling. I totally appreciate you.
Let me tell you guys what we're going to be talking about today.
Of course, we're going to be talking about the futures update. We're going to be talking about heroin needles, EV chargers, Valentine's Day, and the new iPhone Tap and Play. Hey, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the market. Remember I said yesterday at the end of the show, I warned you that if the 10-year bond rose above 2, the NASDAQ would crash 200 to 300 points? As soon as the market opened, both of these events played out just as I predicted. The strange part, though, was that the market started to look like it was going to recover mid-morning, and I just didn't expect that. But after lunch, everything just went downhill from there. The Dow finished down 526 points, and the NASDAQ, right on cue, finished down, 305 points. Disney stayed a winner yesterday, but it didn't reach its full potential or come to its after-hour price of 160. I told you yesterday that Disney had a great earnings report, and the stock jumped after hours probably around 11 points. It was a pretty good pop. But Disney ended up the day about 4 points up. Kellogg's was also mentioned at the end of the day's of show, and it also finished up about 2 points. I do like Kellogg's for a long-term, safe buy and hold play. We had earnings for Twitter, and although they missed the numbers, the company announced it was going to buy back shares. So in the pre-market, it was up about 2.5 points. However, in the end, down 0.25 point. By the way, the report on Twitter looked a lot like the report on Facebook, except for, of course, the metaverse losses. And this just confirms to me that Facebook was beat down way too much. Oh, by the way, if you type in the words beat down on Facebook, you will be in Facebook jail. because their artificial intelligence, I mean their communist-based censoring intelligence software, will say that you were bullying me, or bullying. Ask me how I know. All right, Coca-Cola and Baba also had their earnings. However, really nothing happened. Today I expect will be a day of reflection and licking the wounds of those who got out, who didn't get out Wednesday. And some of the money managers will be ready to pounce on any weakness today. And I'm going to tell you, you should too. The whole mess yesterday started with inflation report, and it showed a year-over-year rise of 7.5%, which was hotter than expected and the largest gain since 1982. By the way, who remembers 1982 when interest rates rose to 21.5%? Yikes. Wow. Look, I don't expect that to happen again. I do expect rates to be brutal in the near future. I would also expect them to be in the high fours or fives by this time next year. And right now, the futures are actually coming back a little bit. The Dow is only down 64. It was down about 200 earlier. The S&P is down 9.5, and the NASDAQ is down 41.5. By the way, if you wanted to call into the show, if you're driving in your car, you want to call into the show, you want to say hi, you want to tell me about whether you listen to this show or not and how you enjoy it, 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. All right, let's talk about another topic. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, so apparently there's an echo when we're getting the phone calls. We're trying to work that out. All right, anyway, let's talk about heroin needles. All right. As we celebrate Black History Month, the Biden administration has offered a special gift to low-income people living in minority areas. No, it isn't money or food stamps or even reparations. And by the way, don't get me started on the reparations thing. The administration is offering them something they really need. Yep, that's right. They're offering them heroin needles. No, really. Heroin needles. Also added to that pile of horse manure idea will be crack pipe kits. I bet you didn't think I was joking. I bet you think I'm joking. I'm not. I'm not joking. This is for real. There is a $30 million investment of your tax dollars that will be going to low-income areas so that the people, mostly minorities, won't have to worry about running out of money to afford their heroin needles and crack pipes. So how did this happen? It was through an executive order by guess who? Braindead Biden. This order was designed to help stop the spread of COVID by helping people share less needles and crack pipes because it might be bad for the user's health. I think my head's about to explode. I really do. When I summarize this debacle, all I can see was how wrong this was in so many ways. Of course, we have the concept that, duh, you're encouraging people and making it easier for people to do drugs under the guise of not spreading COVID by them hitting off the same crack pipe. That amazes me. But this makes absolutely no sense. It simply says that dying of an overdose of heroin or crack is better than dying of COVID. This is another one from the WTF files. It's not just, by the way, isn't this just another racist sentiment by the racist minority hater in the Oval Office? Yes, he actually thinks that all minority areas need crack pipes and needles. And besides the fact that that's racist alone, but think about this. He's actually trying to eliminate low-income blacks by giving them access to drug paraphernalia. It reminds me of the origins of Planned Parenthood that was originally formed to keep blacks from reproducing. Hey, if you want to call in and you want to discuss this, give me a call at 888-329-3306. And by the way, I'm also wondering if we're going to be able to order our crack pipes and heroin needle kits from the post office like we did with the useless COVID test. By the way, did you get your COVID test? I'm still waiting for my COVID test that I ordered 4 weeks ago when I had the sniffles. I'm wondering if it'll still read positive 4 weeks later. Oh, wait, actually, it obviously will still read positives so we can get the numbers up again and lock us all down with the crack pipes and heroin needles. By the way, if you want to call into the show, 888-329-3306. Hey, we got Dave on the line. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Larry, you're just talking about heroin and crack pipes.
Yeah.
The government will let you smoke dope, but they won't let you take ivermectin.
Yeah, exactly. That's beautiful, right? Yeah. By the way, don't say ivermectin. I'm going to get thrown off of YouTube. Ivermectin is bad. You're not supposed to take it. It's a horse dewormer. Don't you know these things, Dave?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I listen to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, right? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable what's going on out there. So you can take, you can't take ivermectin, but you can get a crack pipe and you can get heroin from the government. Really nice. All right, what else is going on, Dave? Anything exciting?
I'm selling coffee still.
What?
My coffee.
You want to plug your coffee? Go ahead, plug your coffee.
TheCoffeePlatoon.com.
All right, all right.
We're live online.
TheCoffeePlatoon.com. Dave sells coffee, and it helps veterans. All right, cool. Let's get into the next topic. Thanks for calling, Dave. Totally appreciate it. Let's talk about EV chargers. Hey, I was at Wawa yesterday, and I noticed something new off to the left of the parking lot. It was an electric vehicle charger with a big Tesla logo on it. In fact, there were three of them. I also noticed a man sitting on his Tesla playing with his phone while his Tesla was plugged into the charger, charging. Of course, I watched this from the gas pump, where in less than 3 minutes, my 22 gallons of gasoline was pumped into my car. It looked like he was there for quite a while by how comfortable he was just sitting there by the car, or sitting on the car. I finished pumping my gas, I moved my truck into a spot closer to the entrance, I went in the store and I bought a cup of coffee, and when I came out, there he was, still sitting on the car, while his electric car charged. I drove off and wondered how long it actually takes for it to charge a Tesla at a Wawa, so I looked up charging a Tesla, so how long it would take to charge a Tesla for the Model 3, which is the small car, and Google told me it would take 10 hours. 10 hours? Seriously? Wow. Well, I looked further, and it turns out that a supercharger, and I assume that's what that was in Wawa, charges in 20 to 30 minutes. Listen, by my standards and with my ADD, I would go nuts waiting for a 20 to 30 minute charge, and that assumes that no one is in front of me that I have to wait for. Well, the new infrastructure bill isn't going to make charging faster, but it may cut down on the line for superchargers. All right, the so-called bipartisan infrastructure deal that passed recently includes $5 billion to roll out EV chargers across the nation. As you may know, the Biden administration is expecting 25% of all cars to be electric by 2030, and they will need places to charge them when the cars are away from home. The article I researched goes on and on about how great this is for the environment, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But I have a serious thought here. Do you remember when the iPhone first came out and every fancy hotel had a clock radio with an iPhone charger and a mount for your convenience? You know, the one with the big connector that was before the Lightning connector? The one that you still see in some hotels that haven't upgraded the equipment in a while? They have become obsolete and an eyesore and a memory of the past. So this thought came to my mind. The country builds out all the wiring and charging stations for these EV cars, and either a new type of fuel source or a new EV with a different type of charging system is invented. What will happen to all these charging stations? Will they become, I don't know, something like a phone booth in New York City? Will the shield on the pole that, you know, like they do in New York, it'll have a shield on a pole and no phone mounted to it or no charger mounted to it? Well, if you want to comment on this topic, give us a call, 888-329-3306. All right, we'll see you guys in a minute, and we'll take a quick commercial.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Fell Cone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. And, of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com. I want to thank you all for listening to WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button. Please hit that like button. And don't forget, you can give us a call at 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. We'd love to hear from you if you're in your car. It'd be awesome. All right, so what else is going on? By the way, don't forget to hit that like button. Hit that share button if you're watching on Facebook, because it's always great to have other people have fun in this show. All right. Hey, we apologize for that echo. We're trying something new, guys. So that's the part of the problem. So we're trying to experiment with this to see how we can do it, because we have two studios. We have our studio, and we connect to their studio, and we knew there might be an echo, so we're working on it. So I apologize. We'll try to fix it during the week. All right, so far we've been talking about the futures update, and right now the Dow is actually only down 39 points. I'm actually impressed. The S&P is down 4.5, and the NASDAQ is down 17. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking a little bit about Valentine's Day, and we're going to be talking about the iPhone Tap and Play. If you want to call in, 888-329-3306. And, of course, we're also going to be talking about today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button? Did you guys hit that share button? Hey, make sure you leave comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and I'll say hi. I want to say hello to a bunch of other people, Mike and Jose, a bunch of other people online right now. I can't get to all of them. The screen has moved. So many people online. Thank you all. I totally appreciate you guys watching. It's really, really nice. All right, let's talk about Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day is around the corner. It's Monday. Did you get your Valentine a present yet? You know, flowers, jewelry, candy, you know, maybe sexy pajamas or lingerie. By the way, I always found those gifts to be for me and not my Valentine anyway. And, you know, I'm kind of hoping my wife isn't listening right now, because I still haven't gotten her a Valentine's present. Oh, did I say that out loud? All right. Anyway, well, Americans have an obsession with Valentine's Day. And as the restaurants get crowded and the gifts start giving, the average American spends on the range of roughly $175 to $210 this year on their Valentine. And that's according to a couple of surveys. It turns out that people tend to go big when they're in the early stages of a relationship, according to the same article. It also says that people who are engaged, check this out, spend the most for an average of $322. Those who are in long-term relationships tend to spend differently. They often spend on a joint present, such as something for the home or vacation, like something for the home, or they take a vacation. I found it interesting because that's exactly what Linda and I plan to do next week. We're going to go away for a couple of days to enjoy some time alone. By the way, I'm curious. There you go. So Linda just said online that we're celebrating on Tuesday. All right. So here's the question for you. What are you getting your Valentine for Valentine? Give me a call, 888-329-3306. Let me know what you guys are getting for Valentine. Be interesting. All right. Let's talk real quick about Apple's Tap and Play. Hey, do you remember how easy it was to just slide your debit or credit card in the slot that read the magnetic strip on the back of the card? It was fast, it was easy, and it worked. Then the card manufacturers came out with the most annoying new invention called the chip card. Now you put your card in a slot, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait. And of course, before you finish waiting, you pull the card out prematurely, and then of course you have to start the transaction all over again. And then you wait, and then you wait, and then you wait. And then finally the reader goes beep, 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 and you can remove your card. You get to put it back in your wallet and leave with your merchandise. Well, when we had the magnetic strip, your card was in your wallet 2 seconds after the second it took to swipe it. Now they came out with the new cards that had the RFID transmitter. And I don't know about you, but I can never get this thing to work. I put it on the thing, nothing happens. I put it on the thing, nothing happens. I put it on the thing, nothing happens. And finally, I just end up using the chip anyway. But for some retail outlets that take payments from others, they usually use something called a Square device or a PayPal reader for these transactions. Well, Apple is about to become a disruptor again. Apple has added a feature to their iPhone that will let you tap your iPhone to another iPhone or an iPad and make a payment. So if you have an iPhone and the retailer has an iPhone or iPad with this software, you could just tap your phone and pay. I'm not sure if this is going to make the transaction faster, but at least I won't have to worry about, you know, forgetting my credit cards because I forgot my wallet. You know, you guys forget your wallet, right? But you never forget your government tracking device. I'm sorry, I mean my phone, because I always have it with me at all times. Oh, man. Everybody's getting all upset about Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is my girl's birthday. Another one is saying it's an anniversary. That's pretty cool. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. And if you guys want to call in, you can call in at 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. We'll see you in about a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Fell Cone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus, and if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com, or you can even call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. All right, so far we've been discussing futures update. Right now the Dow is only down 38. The S&P is down 4.5, and the NASDAQ is down 12. We talked about the fact that apparently Joe Biden wants to kill minorities by giving them heroin needles and crack pipes. I'm just blown away by this. We talked about EV chargers and how they're going to be, you know, rolling them out all over the place. Hey, we talked about Valentine's Day and how much money average people spend on Valentine's Day, and we got some very interesting responses on Facebook. Apparently Valentine's Day stress is must be pretty powerful. I'll have to do a report on that another day. And of course, we talked about the iPhone tap and play and what's coming. All right, so let's talk about what's going on in the future, but actually some great picks and plays. But first, did you guys hit that like button? Did you guys hit that share button? Come on, Jane and Kevin, hit that share button. Let everybody know you're watching the show. Totally appreciate it. And you can also share it in your page or in groups that you feel may benefit from the great stock plays. You can also leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn. And, of course, if you listen on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. Hey, I want to know if you guys actually saw the billboard with the Money Chat Now advertisement on 95. So if you've guys seen the billboard, let me know. I'd be curious. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what is going on. And as I said yesterday, you know, it kind of went exactly as I expected. And, you know, what basically happened again was the bond rate hit 2%, the market tanked, but it is what it is, right? Here's what I think is going to happen today, although it looks like the futures aren't actually playing out to what I think is going to happen, but the market's going to drop early, and I'm going to tell you, look for buying signals when it does. Find your favorite stocks and buy the stocks or the options when it hits a price a bit lower than the opening. Often 10:30 is a good time to buy, and I would wait for that time today. I actually predict the market to close up as Wall Street money managers realize that, like age, the bond rate is just a number. Look, they aren't going to be scared any longer. So, you know, they're just going to get used to the 2% rate. It's not going to worry about it. Honestly, so I want to tell you, my favorite play right now happens to be Google. I like the idea that this stock is going to split 20-1 in July. That would put the stock at an affordable range for many who have been avoiding the stock. If you buy 5 shares right now, it'll cost you about $13,000. If you hold it, it'll split to 100 shares. That will be worth about $150. This will be a price that I predict will rise quickly. If it stalls, you can sell covered calls in the stock and do it well and make a lot of money. If you want to learn how to do covered calls, you need to go to Investor Schooling and find out how to do covered calls, because this is going to be the great covered call play of all next year. Well, actually, all the second half of the year. By the way, I also like Meta, which is Facebook, at this current price. The sting of the earnings report is over, and the mid-220s is a bargain. Options play into May are great, and look for it to fall into the low 220s today and then pounce on it. Apple is another play I like. Actually, it's a really good play. The travel stocks are definitely going to move up. However, I'd like to see them drop a little bit first. I'd like to see AAL below 18, and I'm going to get back in. I sold a bunch of my AAL recently, made some money on that, and took that. And I took that. It was awesome. I took some money. It was really great. All right. Here's the deal. I got to read this comment, Michael. I didn't see it. We talked about the heroin and Biden wanting a couple people. So Michael says, Biden doesn't want people dead. He wants them drugged up and voting Democrat. That's actually really funny. I actually like that better than what I said. All right, so final futures today. Right now, the Dow is down 64. The S&P is down 9. And the NASDAQ is down 31. Let's talk about what's going on with crypto. Crypto is still just kind of sitting there. So crypto is about 43.6 right now for Bitcoin. Ethereum about 3,100. And it isn't moving much. And, you know, like I said before, take a look at these things. They really are indicators of the market. So you might want to take a look. Even if you're not into Bitcoin, I'm not a big fan of crypto. I just, you know, I make money in other ways. So I'm just not a big fan of it. If you are out there, I'm not insulting you. I actually think that I admire the people making crypto, actually, to be honest with you. But if you're making money in crypto, or if you're not making money in crypto, you want to watch crypto, because crypto definitely is an indicator of the market. When crypto goes up, usually the stock market follows. When crypto goes down, the stock market follows. So right now, the crypto market is kind of sitting there, which makes me think that the stock market is going to do the same exact thing and just sit there. So pay attention to that as well. All right, let's talk about what's going on with gold and silver. So gold and silver right now, so gold is right around 1830, and silver's around right around 23. And again, just sitting there. I like the idea that gold and silver isn't moving much, because I like to buy some when it's not moving. Because unless it's moving down. Well, if it's moving down, I like to buy more, of course. But when it's moving up, you know, then I end up buying it, and then, of course, it drops a couple of bucks. So I like to buy it now. So we know that the 10-year Treasury bond is hovering at 2, and of course, that's what caused the market yesterday to go boom, not so great. So we have to be careful with that, the Treasury bond, every time it goes over 2. All right, by the way, I want to thank all your listeners on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. If you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let us know. You can leave comments on the WWDB fan page and look for us online. My name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now, and I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. And hey, I want to make sure you guys have an awesome weekend. Don't forget Valentine's Day is Monday, and have a profitable day.